بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا، أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان مبارك. On everyone, I welcome you here tonight for giving me your precious time, taking away from your day and night to come and join so we can learn from one another, so we can share the blessings of this month inshallah that will take us to the pleasure of Allah and Allah's acceptance. Yesterday we were talking about the heart of your action, of our actions, of my actions. The heart of the action, the spirit of it, the most important part of it is in the intention. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, in chapter 29, verse 45, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اتلُ ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب. Recite what has been revealed upon you from the holy book.
وأقم الصلاة.
And Allah says, keep up your prayer. أقم الصلاة.
إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
Prayers تنهى. It does what? It keeps one away from corruption and evil.
ولذكر الله أكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
And certainly the remembrance of Allah is the greatest, and Allah knows what you do. نية المرء خير من عمله. The intention of a person is better than his work. Tonight we will pick up on where we left off yesterday. When we talk about action and work, when we talk about what we do, we need to make sure it all pours and focuses on the way of Allah. Now, life in general is a mathematical equation, very simple. There is a function, there is an equation. You put X plus something and you get an answer. If I have a child, for example, if I have a child and I take him in, I raise him, I teach him certain things. I tell him, son, you know what? Saying a bad word is not good. It is bad to swear. When he grows up, as he's growing up, and here I am the father, getting mad at the mother, and he's watching, the son is watching. I tell her, come on here. And I yell at the mother. And I start using bad words. And I started swearing at the mother. Now the son is going to look at me. He says, you know what? In his mind, of course, he will not tell the father. He doesn't want a beating at night. So he'll look at the father, tells him, in his mind, he says, you know, daddy, you tell me not to swear, but I surely heard you swear. And you're swearing at my mother. Okay, maybe, I don't know, I'm learning. Again, it's the environment. Then again, he takes his son, I take my son, where to? To the bazaar, to the market. And here, I'm dealing with someone with a market, and I tell the person, give me this piece of fruit, for example, for this amount of shilling here it's used. Okay, shilling. I'm getting that. I'm learning. He says, it's 1,000 shillings. The father says, no, too expensive. 500, you know, bargaining. In the US, we don't bargain. You say $1, it's $1. There's no difference. Bargaining is nice. So he says, 500 shillings. The guy says, no, 1,000 shillings. Now I'm the son, I'm standing with my father. The father is getting mad. No, and he started cussing. He started swearing. And then he doesn't buy and he goes. Now he brings him to the mosque. He sits down with him in the mosque. And the scholar is teaching the son and the father. Swearing is bad. Talking ill is bad. Getting angry for the wrong reason is bad. The son is thinking. Getting angry is bad, swearing is bad, yet at home my father is swearing, in the market my father gets angry and swears. I don't know, I don't understand this. So further on, we go on, the child grows up. He grows up and he's being taught very well. I am sure he's getting taught very well. Going to the mosque, going to school, everything is being taught. But the problem is, the son sees the father doing different things than what he is being taught. He sees the mothers doing different things than he is being taught. The son is let go. You know, you take the A-levels, you want to be on your own, now you're a man. Can the father tell me what to do? Parents, you think you can tell your children what to do. Children are very stubborn and smart. Just remember how you were earlier. Of course, not everyone is like this. I'm giving you the worst case scenario. Now the father wants to tell the son, you know, son, before he leaves on, goes to different places. I don't know, I think there's different universities and colleges in here, in Nairobi, in overseas, in London. It's time for them to be alone. And the father is sitting down his son, telling his son, 12 years of school, I have been teaching you and putting a lot of effort and teaching you. Now, son, you're going to be on your own. Make sure all I taught you, what you learned in the mosque, what you learned in school. And by the way, even in the US, the same thing happens. Fathers, the children always want to move out. You're in the city and you want to move out. Now I'm 18, I'm going to college. I don't want to stay with my parents. I want to move out. It's sometimes us, the younger people, and us, the older people, we kind of don't talk on the same level. We all have our dreams. We all have our plans. The son has a plan and the father has a plan. Then he goes on. As after the father sat him down and told him, son, make sure all I taught you, you make sure you do it. As soon as the son is alone, the question that I would like to ask each and every one of us, myself, you, and whether he's moving down to the market alone, or traveling to Nairobi alone, or going all the way to London alone, it doesn't matter, it's all the same. As long as he is not with you, seeing you and you seeing him, what will he do? Would he, when he sees a girl passing, say, Astaghfirullah, and move his eyes away? Or would he, at the beginning, open an eye, close an eye, and look, no, I shouldn't be doing this. But you know, well, one look will not harm. I take a look. Oh, okay, interesting. My father's not here. My mother's not here. No one is here. I am free. This is one way. There is another father who raised his child differently. The way he raised his child, see, brothers and sisters, when we leave our children, today I was going through the channels on TV trying to see what kind of channels we have here. And it's the same thing. Whether it's the US, London, here, everywhere you go in the Middle East, you have the same channels with satellites, mashallah, everything is everywhere. You see those soap operas. And of course, you get so engaged in the soap opera. See, this is the different world the people are living. Some people end up living two kind of worlds. The world of the mosque, and the school, and the religious world, and the world of the satellite TV. Well, we look at the soap operas. What do they have? He saw her, she saw him. They fell in love. What after that? They want to get married. But it's all about love. Wrong information, different information, completely different from what a person is being taught. And then what happens? Tragic. Here, I have been watching satellites and TV all my life, but I really can't do anything about it. Why? Because I'm in a community, conservative, and anything that I do that is wrong will be frowned upon. They will look at it, no, bad thing to do. But when I'm alone, freedom. I get to do what I want. What is the key concept that will really stop that person from, whether he is alone or in a community, he doesn't care. Because there is someone watching everywhere. That thinking, how can we get it? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's look at the Quran again.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
Allah is talking to us.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, Ya in Arabic is used for calling unto someone. So when you call someone is being called. Who is being called in this verse? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who believe in Allah.
كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ.
Fasting has been prescribed upon you. Okay. We know that Allah Azza wa Jal, when I'm calling someone, I say, Ya Sadiq, for example. I'm calling who? Sadiq. I want to tell him something. What is it that I'm going to tell him? I tell him, come here, for example. Let me talk to you. Allah is telling us, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ. That fasting has been prescribed upon you.
كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ.
As it was prescribed upon those who were before you. Meaning, fasting is not something only for, it's for, it was prescribed before. The thing is, why did Allah Azza wa Jal prescribe fasting upon us? Why did Allah take 1 month out of the 12 to tell us fast? To get a good diet? To get slim? To get thinner? To lose some calories? To look better? Why? To stop spending money on food? No. Here's where in the verse Allah gives us the key. Not only to fasting, but to something else. To being alone and in the community, you can build your character on this statement.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ.
And here's the statement.
لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may attain that state. What is that state? Piety. Piety is a state Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that because of fasting, inshaAllah, you will be able to attain, to grab, to be pious. Now, someone came to the Holy Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He told him, يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَوْصِلِ O son of the Prophet, tell me an advice, give me something I can use. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam explained to him the meaning of piety, taqwa, in these words. What did he say? لَا يَفْقِدُكَ اللَّهُ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكَ Allah will not miss you where He told you you should be. وَلَا يَرَاكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ And He does not find you where He told you you should not be. Let me repeat this again, it's very important. لَا يَفْقِدُكَ اللَّهُ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكَ Allah tells you do, then He wants to find you, see you doing what He tells you to do. And Allah tells you not to do, He should not find you or see you doing something He said not to do. The man told Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Zidni, give me more advice. Al-Imam alayhi salam said, La ajid, I don't find any beyond this. Taqwa. Allah Almighty in the Quran in chapter 4 verse 131, He says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ And we advised, we gave the advice to those who were given the book before you. وَإِيَّاكُمْ And you also. To do what? أَنِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ That you be pious towards Allah. Brothers and sisters, the importance of piety is found in the Quran in chapter 26. Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ What did the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam tell his people? أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ Why don't you become pious? وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ Hud also told Hud, the Prophet told who? Told his people. What did he tell them? Why don't you be pious? أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ And also Shu'aib and Lut, all the prophets were told, they told their people to do what? To be pious. Piety is to know that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us every time, everywhere. Whether our fathers, our mothers are there or not, it doesn't matter. How do we attain that? What is the importance of piety? Brothers and sisters, before we go on and talk more about piety, inshallah, we'll try to focus on this concept because it's a very important concept. Since Allah is telling us, 30 days you're fasting, why? لَعَلَّكُمْ That you may, inshallah, if you fast, truly fast, and what kind of fasting is that? Just not eat? No. Fasting is more than not eating. It's to stop where Allah Azza wa Jal told you to stop. Now, it's a 30 days of training. I used to yell, I used to scream, I used to be angry, I used to say bad words. Stop it in the month of Ramadan. Stop it in the month of Ramadan. I used to get mad, beat up my wife, beat up my children. No, you need to talk to them. Beating up will not get you anywhere with anyone. Talk to them. And for the youngsters, I used to do something behind my parents. I used to, you know, talk to your parents. Change. Shahar, the month of Ramadan is about change. It's about change. Brothers and sisters, it's about changing from negative to positive. And positive to more positive. Sometimes people are positive. Not everyone is bad. A lot of people, mashallah, everyone I'm sure here is positive, is excellent. Become more excellent. Elevate yourself. أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ And Allah talks about taqwa in many different ways. Inshallah, we will talk about it in more detail in the upcoming lectures. But again, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, let's look at how he teaches us to fast. See, we want to know how do we fast. Everything we say, inshallah, you all have good memories, you'll be taking notes, inshallah, of how should we fast. Remember, everything he says here, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is something we should do. He says in the khutbah,
واذكروا بجوعكم وعطشكم فيه جوع يوم القيامة وعطشه.
Remember when you are hungry. What do we remember? See, we get hungry. What do we remember? Food. Remember the meal yesterday was so good. I want it again. The Prophet says, no, no. Remember the hunger of the Day of Judgment. But how can you remember something that you never experienced? That's a question. You know that it will happen. The Day of Judgment is not easy, brothers and sisters. We need to know more about the Day of Judgment. The more we know, the more we're prepared, the more we can act. Because when I do something, you know right now, you coming here, me speaking, will be seen on the Day of Judgment. We'll be playing it again. Everything you do, it is something that will repeat. It's a movie. Someone is taping. You know how you go to the satellite TV and watch it? You'll be watching this again. Your life.
وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَىٰ فُقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِينِكُمْ.
And pay charity to the poor, to the needy.
وَوَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ.
Now the youngers, the youngster ones, he says, respect the elders. Make sure when the elder is standing, respect him. Kiss their hand. Show them respect.
وَرَحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ.
And the elders, have mercy on the young ones. They're learning. Open that communication between you and them. Talk to them.
وَصِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ.
And the near of kin, go visit them. This is important in this month. And now, brothers and sisters, this is the toughest one. This is the toughest. Everyone is listening, inshallah. Let's see what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says. He said, وَارْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ وَصِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ
وَاحْفَظُوا أَلْسِنَتَكُمْ.
Guard your tongue. Guard your tongue.
وَغُضُّوا عَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ النَّظَرُ إِلَيْهِ أَبْصَارَكُمْ.
And cast your eyes from what you should not be seeing.
وَعَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ الْإِسْتِمَاعُ إِلَيْهِ أَسْمَاعَكُمْ.
And your ears. Your tongue, your eyes, and your ears. Your senses. Watch for what it will do. And here, the last thing.
وَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِ النَّاسِ.
And this month, the orphans. Take care of them.
يَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِكُمْ.
When your own orphans will be taken care of. This is our beloved Prophet telling us, brothers and sisters. Telling the Muslims to take care of the orphans. Those whose fathers and parents have been, they died and lost.
Yet brothers and sisters, let us see what the people did to the orphans of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Let us go to the 10th day of Muharram in Ashura. Let us go to Karbala. Let us see what happened to the orphans of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They say on the last farewell,
when Imam Hussein was leaving to the battle, who did he see on his way to the battle? He saw Lady Sukaina alayha salam, his daughter, sitting in the camp, in the tent. She had her head between her knees. She was crying, Imam Hussein. She told Sukaina, Lady Sukaina alayha salam, سيطول بعدي يا سكينة فاعلمي سيطول بعدي يا سكينة فاعلمي. Lady Sukaina, my daughter, after me, you know what will happen after me. منك البكاء منك البكاء إذا الحمام أتاني. After death, Lady Sukaina, you will cry, you'll have tears after my death. لا تحرقي, don't burn my heart. لا تحرقي قلبي بدمعك حسرة, ما دام مني الروح في جثماني. Don't burn my heart, daughter Sukaina, as long as my soul is in my body. فإذا قتلت فأنت أولى بالذي تأتينه يا خيرة النسوان. They say, Lady Zainab alayha salam, on the night after the battle, she was so exhausted, she was so tired, but she was left alone to take care of the women, of the orphans, of everyone after the battle. They say, Lady Zainab alayha salam started checking on the children one after the other. She couldn't see, she couldn't find Lady Sukaina alayha salam. She was worried. She went outside in the darkness of the night. She was checking. She couldn't see anyone. Where is Lady Sukaina? She saw someone from the soldiers of the enemies. She told him, have you seen a young daughter, a young lady? He said, I haven't seen anyone, but check where the bodies are. Check where the martyrs are. Maybe someone might be there. They say, Lady Zainab alayha salam walked to where the martyrs, the bodies were there, and she saw a shadow moving up and down. Who was that? She came closer. She saw Lady Sukaina alayha salam on the chest of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. سيدي ومولاي, يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز فوزا عظيما. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل بيت محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين. We ask Allah guidance to his path, to the straight path, through following the steps of the chosen ones, Ahlul Bayt, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. We ask Almighty Allah to forgive us all, to guide us all, to bless us all in this holy month.
Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi fi hadhihi as-sa'a وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم على رسولك محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.